Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, folks. Just a reminder, as we begin to experience some melt and the possibility of some roadways being opened, you can go to 511.la.org for an update on that, or you can also go to virtual.la.gov for some additional information. And in Jefferson Parish, a direct line to the Jefferson Parish EOC, should you need them, is 504-349-5360. We are joined now by Kelly Schultz, Senior VP Communications and PR at New Orleans & Company. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Good afternoon.
So, same to you, Kelly. So, Kelly, we have been discussing all morning long the breadth and depth of the impact of an event like this, and obviously, you guys have one of your bigger conventions, I think, starting tomorrow, NADA, National Automobile Dealers Association. I know there were a lot of folks in town as well. We actually talked to some last evening. And a lot of people don't think about all of these pieces and parts that kind of fit together, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we are hosting this week the National Association of Automobile Dealers. It's a convention that has been coming to our city since 1973, and this will be the 11th time they're bringing this meeting of automobile dealers to the city. So it's a pretty prominent event and a big deal and a long-term customer. So obviously we've been working with them as it relates to this winter storm. They are monitoring the conditions at the airport and the situation with the airlines. The event is scheduled to officially kick off tomorrow. So they're just sort of monitoring the airport situations that their folks can get here safely. But, you know, Newell, like everything else, I mean, we really pride ourselves in taking good care of our customers. And that is, you know, sharing information, making accommodations where we need to, really stepping up as a community. And if we do have an unexpected or such a rare event like this, to say, what can we do to be most helpful and take care of the guests that are coming to our city?
Yeah, and that requires everybody, right, to kind of think outside of themselves and be more accommodating to these folks that come in. Is there space on the back end to kind of move things back a little bit or no?
Well, I don't want to speak for the client about their schedule or anything like that, but I can tell you that, you know, a meeting of this size, New Orleans is one of the few cities that can even host something like this.
Yeah.
They are going to be taking up every square inch of the convention center, which is over 1 million square feet. NADA utilizes the entire building. They're also going to be present at multiple hotels. It's 22,000 people. So they will be present, you know, around the community. And it does take quite a bit of setup. They have a very large exhibition. Many of those exhibition booths are set up by local members of the hospitality community. Conventions this large also require audiovisual support, and a lot of, you know, businesses that maybe a leisure traveler would not require. So We've worked with this organization for years and years, but as it relates to the weather, we've been working with them since last Friday to know that the storm was coming in and whatever changes we needed to make to get people in earlier or to set up things earlier for our locals who would not maybe be able to drive. All of those accommodations are being made, and we just want to make sure that, you know, we're working in partnership with the client as we always do.
Kelly, we had an occasion to speak with Michael Heck earlier. He said he had had some communications with Louis Armstrong International Airport. I assume that you guys have been in constant communication with them, and I also assume that this thing probably changes by the hour, right?
That's right. In fact, I was part of a call earlier today that the mayor's team leads, and she brings together all different community groups, and that does include New Orleans and Company, and it does include the airport. So that was an opportunity for the director, aviation director Dolio of the airport this morning to share what was happening. And it's really, in terms of flight changes, those changes are determined by the airlines themselves, not the airport. So, yes, whether it is the airport or the restaurants or the hotels or the convention center, we're in close communication with all of those partners and making sure that we're adapting as we need to.
Is there anything that you can share with us about the status at the airport?
Well, as of this morning, they said that many of the airlines had canceled their flights for today, for Wednesday. But I know they're posting the latest updates on their website, which is flymsy.com. And then we are updating the neworleans.com with the latest information that we're getting as well. So anytime there's any sort of event, whether it's a storm or anything going on in the city, New Orleans and Company wants to be sort of a hub for information, not only for visitors or conventions coming in, but for the many, many people who live and work here and make their living in the hospitality community. So we have a pretty good model of sharing updates with our community as it relates to visitors and events, and we've been following that model most of this week as we've dealt with the storm.
Kelly, I know part of the issue belongs to the airlines. Part of it belongs to the airport folks. Do we know whether or not they've taken the remedial measures necessary to have the runways actually dealt with and ready to go?
I don't want to speak to that. I'm not sure. I'd have to refer you to the airport. I don't want to speak out of turn there. So
yeah, I didn't know if Kevin shared any of that information with y'all.
Yeah. I don't know, but I know that the airlines were, you know, they had canceled their flights yesterday. And we're looking at when or if they could resume today. And I think they did make the decision to not resume today either. So,
Yeah, I mean, part of the issue that we have, I mean, we hadn't had an event like this since, what, 1895 or something? Yeah, 1895. We don't have de-icing equipment.
It's definitely historic. Yes, it's definitely historic.
And I'm not sure that we even, if we had all the equipment, if we, you know, it would be used so infrequently that we may not even be trained on it. So, you know,
exactly. I'll tell you, Newell, we've had so many things, you know, thrown our way over the years. And I think, you know, our entire community and certainly the leadership, you know, of our city and the business community and is pretty battle tested. We've been through a lot of different situations, and while this was a, you know, certainly a historic snowfall for our area, you know, some of the lessons that we've learned in previous storms or other, you know, crisis communications, as we would say, we learn every time, and we always try and get better and adapt and learn from the past, but I will say that we do this pretty well. We're pretty resilient, we're pretty adaptable. We certainly know how to take care of our customers and guests, and we say that we're built to host, and that includes hosting when you have curveballs thrown your way, as we have this week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you talk about battle tested, obviously you have NATO right here, and then on the heels of that, where the front door, the entrance to the Super Bowl, you know, because that's really a 1 week event, not a 1 day event.
That is exactly right. You know, in fact, there are representatives from the NFL in town now who have been setting up and have already been doing a lot of the interior work at the Caesars Superdome in preparation for the game. And I know people have probably seen, if they've been downtown, they've seen a lot of the buildings being wrapped with different, you know, advertisements or branded messages from some of the big corporate sponsors. So, yeah, Super Bowl, again, is something that we've been preparing for years. It is much more than the game itself. It's an entire week of activations and events, and many big brands and corporations have parties or you know, different launch events. And for us, it's a great opportunity to showcase the city and let them know that we're built to host. And again, there's a reason we've done the Super Bowl for 11. This will be our 11th time. No other city has done that aside from Miami. So when you talk to folks about the Super Bowl, one of the things they say why they love New Orleans, of course, is our hospitality. Of course, our ability to host complex events. But they talk about how walkable the city is for a Super Bowl. If you go to some other cities, you may have to take a shuttle and go to an arena outside in the suburbs, and you may be in a shuttle for 45 minutes or an hour. But in New Orleans, they love everything is so compact. You know, the convention center where the NFL experience takes place, the Caesars Superdome, the hotels, the French Quarter, the restaurants, all of that is within a 2 mile area. And that is something that is really attractive to, you know, the folks who organize these events and also for the fans and visitors.
When we visited with Michael Heck earlier today, he said that things seem to still be on track. You know, they had a little space for delays, and obviously it looks like most, if not all, of what they set out to do is going to be handled, which is a good thing.
As far as I know, that's correct, yes. I mean, the NFL is such a well-oiled machine. Of course, you have Jay Cicero and his team at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Marcus Brown with Entergy, and a very talented, broad group of professionals who make up our host committee. And so, yes, I think that, you know, when things like this come up, we get together and we adapt and move forward. And I know that we're going to have a fantastic Super Bowl week.
You know, I was driving in this morning, and I was driving in front of the Marriott, and they had their crews out there that had already cleared the ice off of the sidewalk in front of the hotel. And it occurred to me, I don't know why, I said, man, thank God this storm did not hit during Super Bowl week. It was, yeah. I don't know why that thought popped in my head. You know,
yeah, no, we've heard that from a few other folks too. You're not the only one to have that thought, and You know, I mean, this is just so historic and unprecedented. I mean, who would have imagined? And, you know, I know they're looking at the records going back to 1895. I don't even know if there's ever been a storm that has rivaled this one. But again, like the folks in front of the Marriott who are clearing the ice, I mean, they want their employees and the visitors to be safe. And that's all we can do in a situation like this is to communicate and share information and do what we can to take care of our guests, but also knowing that you can't host a Super Bowl or a National Automobile Dealers Association convention without our local residents and those of us who work in hospitality and who set everything up. And it is a massive effort, and we want to make sure that those things can move forward, but do so in a way that's safe and no one is, you know, getting injured because of the snowfall and the ice on the ground today.
Kelly, Tommy Tucker and I were talking last night as we were broadcasting that from my perspective, it seemed as though the city, all the surrounding parishes and their government, you know, their infrastructure, everybody seemed to hit the mark with this one. You know, even down to the weather people with the predictions, the response, setting up the barricades, road closures, communication. Today we're seeing snow plows, getting pictures of snow plows in the streets of New Orleans, streets of Jefferson Parish. It's kind of a proud moment. And it's a great moment, in the lead up and the lead into not only NADA, but the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. You know, it's been, you know, from my view, even as a citizen, not even someone that's involved in you know, crisis communications for the tourism industry, we, as a citizen, I feel that way too, that the NOPD was very proactive in closing down roads. And I know you all at WWL have been going nonstop with reporting. I think the local media has done a good job getting the situation out there, and that our community has followed the guidance of the experts. And this is something that I think we do really well, and we are certainly battle tested with different types of situations, whether that's a storm or the pandemic. And you know, we're talking about Super Bowl, Mardi Gras. We of course had the tragedy in our city on New Year's Day, and you know, coming up, we're going to have an opportunity to reflect on what's happened in our city in the 20 years since Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
That's also on the radar. And I think that'll be an opportunity to talk about our resilience and our strength and how we come together, especially in difficult times, and just how far the city has grown in the 20 years since Katrina, because we're hard to believe we're already looking at that as well for August.
You know, there's some days, I don't know if you have this experience, and you know, maybe I'm crazy. It's all a blur. You know, what I mean? I mean, just now when we talked about the tragic occurrence on Bourbon Street, it just I don't even know what day of the week it is this week, but things seem to be moving so fast, so quick, and so many big events here. I mean, it's just like it seems to be a blur.
Well, you are not crazy. I think a lot of people share that feeling, and you know, again, with the New Year's Day tragedy, as horrible as that was, and we continue to send our prayers and condolences to all of the victims. And I know that we're still in a official period of mourning for each of the 14 victims. You know, I think even in that tragedy, you saw the amazing, brave NOPD officers that ran towards the danger and saved countless lives. You saw the community come together with the massive amounts of donations that have gone to the United Way and the Greater New Orleans Foundation and others that have set up funds to help the victims' families. You saw our restaurant community come together, and the Bourbon Street restaurants did a week-long promotion where a signature dish, 100% of the proceeds would go to the victims' families. So, you know, I think when we do face hard times or tragedies, our community is really good at coming together and taking care of each other and taking care of whoever's most impacted by that particular situation. And then, you know, we learn from those things, and we look each time there's something that comes up, we look at, okay, what worked well and what can we do to get better?
Absolutely. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. Kelly Schultz, Senior VP Communications and PR at New Orleans & Company. Best of luck with NADA and all of the events that follow as we experience the melt here. You can't say that often in New
Orleans. Well, thank you, Newell. You're such a wonderful ambassador for our hospitality community, and we appreciate it. So thank you.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much. We will be right back, folks. The Archdiocese just announces all Catholic schools in the area will be closed tomorrow. So another day of building snowmen, plural. Got to go back to school. We'll be right back.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.